I think it's wet.
Stay here and don't make any noise. Don't make something. What?
Yeah, I think this is working.
This is very fancy tape.
This is good tape. Be Fred Adelman, Dr. Adelman, Dr. Adelman B.
Okay,
in Virginia. But Washington University, Washington. Professor Pape, Nikolai Pape, Mongol professor, Professor Mongolian Kel. Kelin professor.
Kel Mongol kun?
Ne, Ugarga. Orus. I studied Mongolian with Professor Pucker in Washington, University of Washington in Seattle.
Washington, you know, college, Seattle, Washington, this was.
He's a very famous professor of Mongolia in Russia.
Orsta Mongolari ko sagan
ko kinatoto. Ors kung na kimi tayo.
Ors kung na.
Ors.
Ors.
Leningrad.
Can you repeat his last name again?
Popper. He's a very famous man. Yeah. He was in Mongolia.
Mongolian yesterday. Does he have a nickname or something like that?
That's a good question. I didn't know.
We have few Western people come to St. Kian. They usually have a nickname.
Do you prefer with the windows down?
I think so.
It'll
pick up the machine real well.
Mm-hmm. And they usually have a nickname like a Tanti man, you know, white camels, or something like that, like they're really tall, right? They always have nicknames.
And I'll have to have a nickname.
I know what your nickname is.
I worked with Kalmyk people here.
Yeah.
She asked me how I knew where I had learned Kalmyk in Mongol. So I worked with Kalmyk people here, and I had studied Mongol. Negjil, I studied. So you are from Xinjiang.
Xinjiang. Yeah.
What is the name of your territory? Is it?
Mana gadir nirniyombi.
Mana ezilta gadran Xinjiang gadir gadir. Iran hayruga.
Iran hayruga.
Iran hayruga.
Iran hayruga.
Hayruga. Iran
hayruga. Yeah. Is that a Khoshun? What do you call that?
Sum.
Oh, it's a temple territory.
Okay. Sumbishi. Sum.
Sum.
Like
Sumun.
Yeah. Sumun. Sumun. Yeah.
Sum.
We go different. They go by Amga. You know, we go by Sumun.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's gonna get her glasses.
Good. You may know the answer to those things. I know we have very little time. You want to be off soon, so I'll and I'll come back.
All right.
We'll continue. So this is not the end, you know.
Okay.
And I don't mean to interrogate her like that.
That's
you tell
her.
I'd rather just chat.
She's from the really old-fashioned Mongolian girl, like the Helmungera and everything else. She left him, you know, when she was 19. So whatever she remembers, like really, you know, old-fashioned Mongolian.
Yeah.
Like my husband part, it mixed with the Western part, you know, European style. My mother's the general from the Kalmyk.
So when was she, what year would she know, like what, when was she born?
She's 63 years old.
And she left
She went back once or twice, you know, the communism,
you know. Yeah. Yeah, when
was she born? Not so much.
Just like that.
Yeah.
They never stop.
Yeah.
I know.
It's exhausting.
Fortunately, he's with my mother, so she can take care of him for a while.
My husband was there with him. His name is Bain Batu. He said, Batu, when you're 18, wake me up. And I said, I don't want to get up. And the language is writing in our handbook is like old fashioned.
This is the Toto Mongol.
Yeah, Toto would be.
Toto. Zayapandi.
I don't want to come back anymore. Binankyo, Bitakanikas and Bihak, Bira Tamaduka, you know. Yeah? It's good, would you know? Yeah?
Can you read that too?
Anna Sushi Zayapandi.
Toto Mongol.
Yeah.
And again, that's
Iran,
Iran,
Havrga,
Havrga,
Iran,
Havrga,
Havrga.
Havrga,
Havrga, Havrga,
Havrga,
Havrga,
Havrga,
Havrga,
Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga,
Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga,
Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga, Havrga,
Havrga, Havrga, Havrga,
Iran
is only edge of it.
Border territory, something on the edge of something.
Sometimes it's difficult to find some other language to like exactly can translate.
Yeah, of course, yeah, it's not an easy translation.
Sometimes I mix in Chinese.
Yeah, I know. The mix Russian. Right. Yeah, that's right.
No, it's only me and my brother because we grew up in Taiwan and India. Sometimes we mix India, sometimes we mix
Chinese.
You were
influenced by the language. Yeah. Your father was what was his. Your family's been there a long time, you don't call it a potion, you called it a sum.
Sumun.
So your father was
a
noyin.
He's the 23rd generation from Ayukahan.
Oh, he's from Ayukahan. Right. Oh, I know that genealogy. Right. I've seen it. Yeah. Ayuka Khan was a great Kalmar Khan in the Volga region, and he was the commander of the emigration
right.
In 1771.
Prince
Ming Wang. That's what I was going to ask you. That was the title that the Manchu
right.
government gave
right.
him. So.
In Helmut Kong Noin.
Right. What is your father's name?
Full name?
Yeah.
Minju Tsevan Dorje.
Minju
Tsevan.
Tsevan.
Dorje.
And so your mother would have a title too.
My mother's Dechen.
Dechen.
Her name.
Her name is Dechen.
Like Helmut, they call her Hatten.
Hatun, that's queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we went to China, my father named Minju Tsevan Dorje. And they say you're not allowed to have six names, six words.
Yeah.
They picked the Ming. That's why my mother's Mrs. Ming and my maiden name is Ming. Really it's nothing. They have the my father's first name.
Oh, Minju, they took Ming.
They took the Ming. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that they made it sound Chinese to them.
Right.
Yeah.
So usually we use Ming.
Oh, I see. So her title is Hatun.
Hatun.
What does
Aghu
mean?
Aghu
is
the old kind of name.
It's the respect, right? Just like a Hatton. The same thing. Equal to a Hatton.
In the Sum, what was the main way of making a living?
yaaje andar bunu hemen bir hadi. Hasımda ana.
Terim olmuşut.
Mana torutna.
Elde bir andar var ne nemtin şin. Büyük elde yung terdik mal mal dik mama kedik diyim.
Some do the business like a trading and some is a farmer. Mama kedik diyor terim terdik diyor. Bakın.
What's she said business. What's the word for business?
Trading business. Like we have an oxen, a norsen. We take it to the Russian to trade whatever we need, like a food or something.
Right. What is the term that she was using for trading business?
Ma.
That's Chinese. Ma.
Tara times Tara was holding an oxen.
Some plant fruits, vegetables, and so on.
Tara. Tara. That means like Tara means
farmer. You could tackle anything.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Who was engaging in the trade? Were engaging in Torgut? They were engaging in trade. They were buying and selling?
Yeah, for trading.
They were.
They sell the things we have and they buy them from whatever we need.
Did you mean that the people would raise grain and animals and then they would sell it to the Chinese?
Taratems tarada kitidler kena. Malın yuğu bir kısım ya. Bir çam tondurlar ne? Tedin de ve tedin orasını arsarı yolda da onu.
Arsın, Hörna thanks, right?
I don't know arsın. Hörna is sheep, right?
Leather.
Arsın.
They trade arsın and norsın is the wool. They trade the Kazakh people, Uyghur people. And they will take a trade with Russian. And the farmer thinks usually the trade was Chinese.
The Uyghurs is a Turkic group in the region, a Turkic ethnic group. What I'm trying to understand is were the Torgut themselves, did they engage in full-time trade? Were they merchants?
You mean in business or in the season?
I
mean anybody can do it,
right?
And yeah. Oh, so okay. The mamakedi kun bosan kun mamakedi.
On tsvana.
Tera ahlat kedi.
Ahlat kedi.
Yeah, she's a certain kind of people. They're in charge of traders. Like the regular people are taking down to him, and he'll pack it up and take it wherever.
And these were Torgudemten.
Torgudemten.
As well as Uyghur and Kazakh, those were also traders.
Right.
Torgudan tümüş Mongol, hem tüm acı Mongol'da tır çakarı öldü. Torgut çoğar ben.
Bana çoğar. Çoğar,
ha.
Çoğar, that's all Mongolians. Eklu çakar öldü.
Öldü, çakar öldü.
And Torgut.
Koşut, Torgut.
Koşut, Torgut.
These are all mixed up in the region.
Çoğar'ın hamdan ben mi?
Bu, tasık.
No, like the inner Mongolians and the outer. Halk mı gibi mi?
Halk olu ben.
Inner Mongolians, you can, you know, like a one Mongolian da or not.
Harpta.
You know, they live there. It's not too far.
Yeah.
They come and trade.
Yeah. These people from the classical center of the Kalmyk Samoyeds, the very place from which they originated. Approximately, what was the proportion of cattle breeding, animal raising, and agriculture? In trade, which was biggest? Was it animal breeding? The biggest and in agriculture?
Mal maldı bu ilkar yana ya. Ternasın olun.
Mal maldı bu işte yun.
Hönü yukur.
Hönü yukur. Temen mörüm sor ben.
Elkin yukuzun hön ya.
Meni törsün hazır hön ilk.
Do you know what's a hön?
Hön is sheep.
Yeah, we have more hön. Like a cow.
Yeah.
Bigger, more sheep.
Zerim alırsın temenik, zerim alırsın yukur, yukadil
iş. Cattling, I think, is the most important
thing. Yukur, is most important. Well, Hun was most important. Yeah. Yemenan Hun, what kind of she? Helmut Hun.
Helmut Hun was the big,
Yeah. That was it.
That's the kind.
That was the kind.
Right.
They didn't have another breed.
And then
Tere was second in importance. Did Torgut engage in Tere? In Tere?
Farmers are less than the cattle and animals.
Right. Was there, I don't know if you know this, but irrigation. Did they use irrigation or was it dry farming? They dig ditches and bring water from the river, or is it just use the rain
for water?
That's catching the individual words.
In her hometown, they have three big rivers. They usually dig the ditches and they get the river water to water the farm.
Right, and the Torgut did this.
Torgut, yeah.
And they couldn't wish.
Most people in this that way. Uh-huh,
yeah. Very unusual. Mongols don't usually do irrigation.
Do you understand Chinese?
No, I'm sorry.
Russian?
Is it West
Chinese?
No. This is hard. She'd like to.
Yeah.
She doesn't know Russian.
She can make it also.
Немножко, я тоже немножко. А плохо, а медленно.
May I pour you some coffee?
Please. Is it already smoking?
Yeah,
is mother mine?
No, she smoked.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, good. Here, lunch up.
There you go.
You want to be off by 11 o'clock on the way?
Well,
this is a big trip, right. I know.
That's okay. Okay. My younger son doesn't understand English too well.
He's going to be speaking English.
Same with him. We start pure Talmud.
Yeah.
And then when he start watching for him, he don't want to answer back anymore.
He will have a pure Kalmyk this way.
Do
you want to borrow him?
Yeah.
I think Mother wants you to take away the old one.
I'm sure.
Tell Mother Virginia has a child just like your 6-year-old.
And Nick, you have a bucket tattoo. Like in the bucket window, one's warm, it's like a hat. Nick, you say? Only one child?
I have two older children.
So?
Yeah.
And could the boy then? Boy or girl?
A boy and girl.
Hey, one like him is plenty. Keeps me running around.
My neighbor told me to try next time if you have a girl. I said, unless you have a written guarantee.
Quiet. Nice, yeah. Quiet. Of course, I wasn't nice and quiet when I was little, so I don't know.
That's why Manan Gigan came over here. No, Gigan, Gandhi Gigan?
Yes.
He was saying, he said, when you were little, you were worse than him. What do you complain?
All right. You turned out okay.
Can I have my first
son? Yes. Well, maybe this question will give a picture. Could I call her mother? What do you call
her?
I call him Ece.
Ece.
Yeah. I know the kinship terms, I think.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Keep talking all the time, like a practice.
Yes, I want to. That's what I want to do. That's why I'm listening.
So
you're
too quiet. You know,
gotta say something.
You
have
to. I know. Kind of like people like to. Yeah. Could Mother describe a what? Poor people, what poor people were like, and middle people, and wealthy people, what did they have in the way of animals?
Okay. And well. And can I, what am I like that the cause of the Yadrukun, kun, Yamara Maladusta, Yajbad, the Guinea Bainer, Dulzergan, Yamanchi and Abita, and Bainer, Yamanchi and Bad, the Guinea Bainer.
Dulzergan?
Yadru, Dundin, Bain, Kurun Kaskan, Kunitan.
Ich mal özküsün künne bir il talı manadar çivene nege
bayinin ya.
How many animals would and fields would
Arun tümü hüete kedimin mertekim bedecigen.
Arun tümü hundreds, thousands sheep, right? Kedi tümü
ne kedimin mertekim.
But it's gold.
It's gold dust. Yeah, it's called what?
Elsin.
Altın
geçelim. Elsin altın.
Elsin sand. Altın ile gold. Elsin
altın. Ters yüge dağıracaksın bədini tere.
Kukolasın. Eger alsın da river. Usnasın.
What was the name of the river?
Yamaran kolasın.
Mana vəsin qoldu, cırğıltın qoldu bənin altın basa.
Cırğıltın qoldu.
Teşkətər altanın iş parçası altan olur.
Altan mountain, you heard about it.
Yes,
Altan Ulu, that's the major altın source of rain.
This is the Altai.
Altan
Ulu, yeah. Altan Ulu is the Altai mountain.
Like she usually described when you're not going near the Ulu, you can see the lake now. You don't call it the...
Glitter. Yeah, it was. I've read it. It's very beautiful.
A lot of Chinese people love our country. They came over. They said, "Let's go now to Xinjiang to dig gold." You know, yeah. Xinjiang gold is most popular. Yeah.
So it was possible to dig gold.
The big ones too. You know, often they drank it. Usually it's the small ones. They have the big ones and the dust one too. You know.
Could you, I just want to try an expression, could you say, altın mengen?
Altın geçkenli, altın mengen geçkenli.
Altın, mengen.
Mengen and altın are different things.
They're different.
Right. Altın şarı, mengen tergilen.
Mengen is
white color.
Sakan,
altın is yellow.
Oh. So you wouldn't say Alten is Mengen?
No, Alten and Mengen is different things.
Right. Did they use Alten for Mengen? Did they use it Alten for buying and selling?
Altar yumuk olacağım mı?
Basvayna kergildik basvayna.
Sometimes, not always.
Bağa işkari yakışı.
Few, you know. Very few people use Alten.
Sağasın ben de keçiksin.
They have paper money too. Orası yok ki. Chinese paper money too.
I don't know. Among the Kalmyks here, they use the word arslan for.
I gotta ask him. Okay. I think it's a Yugoslavian or German money.
Right,
that's
but would you don't use that?
No,
you don't.
Totally different.
Right. I think they got that from Persia or something.
Right, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Turkish or yeah. I don't know. I've heard about it.
You've heard it, yeah.
No, when I just come over, when they say Aslan, Aslan, I thought they were talking about lion in the zoo.
Right, yeah.
What are you coming to the zoo's lion for? I couldn't figure it out, you know.
Well, we were astonished too.
Because there's no lions.
They use it for a ruble.
Like
$1.
Yeah, I just come over here. I made a lot of fun.
Is that right?
Because they talk different.
Arslan,
yeah. And they're waiting for answers.
Yes, they use that terminology for money.
For money.
Yes.
How much you get out?
Well, then it seems like comes from the time of our people while they still were in Russia during the Tsarist era.
It may come in maybe a Persian coin that was used in the, around the Caspian Sea.
It could have been also that the type of mind that they had in those days that had a picture of a Aslan.
Probably, yeah.
So it probably derived from that.
Yeah, but we don't, you don't use that.
No,
that's
we don't.
That terminology. Let's go back to the poor and rich people. Let me ask about the rich.
And they use more like a silver. Mingan is silver, right? And they make a special shape things called yuanbu. That's from Chinese. We use different scale.
They use it on a scale. The monetary thing that they were used were scaled.
You do.
Each one of the things was scaled, and they had their own weight
system. They have a mold to make this yuan bo. You know, it's like 50 lung.
Yeah, that's ounces, I think.
Chinese ounces. And they have like a euro $1, so no money. We have a dollar sometimes too. You know. That's Cuban, yeah. That's from China.
Did your father, Noyan and the Noyans, did they issue the money? Did they make the money?
Noyan and the Tokano or the other
ethnic? Or the Chinese?
It's a
Manchu time from China. So it's the Chinese that made the issue of the money, not the Noyans.
No. The trading will begin
Let's return to the rich and poor, and then I'll come back to money.
Well,
before you leave the rich, how many horses did you say? About 40?
4,000 or 5,000 horses. 100,000 sheep.
You
could, usually, you know, major things is not, you could, major things is a hen, you know.
Yeah.
And the horse and the sheep is the most important thing in our country. Al Kapoor uses Teman more than we do. Like we don't use Teman.
The Altai part?
Al Kapoor, they use Teman more than we do.
Why? Because that's higher.
Our part is like a higher in the mountain and a lot of snow. Timan couldn't take.
It's the other way around. Yeah. Horses are better for that.
Sure.
If there's so many horses, then there would be the care of the horses be divided up among different groups. Those your father's horses wouldn't be one herd. It would be different. They would be broken up into different birds, wouldn't they? Could all these animals be taken care of in one place? Wouldn't you have to spread them around and have different people taking care of them?
Yeah, just that I do have one. Can you tell me how to look in the chicken? Yeah, just like me. No, no.
Emtim ben adu halatı ga. Gül em tapçıra halal ga.
I was special people coming for
you. Bir üyüden adu halatesin emtim ben. Netlik çattı ter adu malı yağcı.
These people work for the Noyan family. They have every generation. They specialize in, you know, Noyan things. Now Mürün or him. They're like a watcher.
Are these the Hamjulha? Hamjilgan, Hamjilgan. Are these hereditary workers from the Yes. Yes. family?
You got in Kenya, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Yeah,
Adoche,
Malche,
Adoche.
Malche or Adoche.
That means the specialist herdsmen in the different animals.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a general word? The Chalchamongs had a such people who worked
yeah.
hereditarily.
Right.
They were obliged to work for the
yeah.
Nayan.
Right.
And they were called Hangi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody told me it takes 5 days to learn for him. It's a 5-day language to learn Kalmyk from his Chalcha. A 3-day language. Like that. But there's no general word for these hereditary workers, the Aduchi and the Khunchi.
Malchi. Taldan yüzük ben de tere üyüden oyna aldı kedikle taldan yerim ben de dedim de.
Sangi yem helaydı gün içindedir. Sangi ne bu uçu, sangi höyü çıkı değildir. Tere noyna zöğrü gözle yun içildi. Sangi yem, noyna sangi çildi.
Noyun stains is like a sangi yem. Sangi höyü çı, sangi adı uçu, sangi malçı.
Sangi malçı.
So it's like a treasury, a government, state.
Yeah. Right.
The state malçı.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Noyna malçı olsun.
Noyna malçı, right. Yeah, of course, yeah. Noyans, the princes, the herders.
Kerem tinçke bidin çıktıya da kazasir ki canna enter gidi ungotiyernam tiyat da açıks ne gel için tiyat ha.
Like every generation they've been doing that. They don't feel like it's like somebody else's. They're doing like their own abu, you know, like own hen or whatever. No.
So they're taking care of the prince's herds and then they have their own animals?
No, they're doing they've been watching Noina things, right?
Because
so many generations, they feel like they're part of Noina family. They don't feel like they're watching somebody else things or getting paid for doing that.
Yeah.
They feel like their own things, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope I'm using proper words.
That's right.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were highly dedicated people.
Yeah.
Terena ittik uğurduk imiştik zülpçün yeniden sangas belicek kereketinde.
Like ittik uğurduk da.
Ha, bəydi, hamgı vədilin çıgın.
Noinasın prevent their feet closing and you know house and everything else, you know, like a knowing gives them everything, whatever they need.
Like stewards,
If
they have children, knowing pay everything, or they get married, you know, the whole ceremony, knowing pays for that, whatever, you know, business happens to them, knowing take care of everything.
So they have the right to use the animals and take the milk from the animals and consume it and give part of it to the noya.
Тэр махын хүн кэргэж болдуна үсэн.
Болго дураарна дураарна.
Just like their own thing, their own hand. They can usen, I mean, drink the milk or no, махын нитхэ. You know махын.
Махын to eat meat, right?
Yeah.
Do they have to give a certain proportion to the noya? So let's say the horses, the mare, the kumis, what chigen?
Yeah.
Or do they have to, they take care of the horses,
right.
Let's say. The Aduchi.
Yeah.
Now, does he provide, give to the Noyan's household?
Noyan had the provision that the Usun chicken even.
Kerikta olsa, kerikta olsa yaxşı. Kerikta çakta vardır na.
Unis kerikta, unis necessary to open it. You know, like a Noyan will tell them.
Oh,
you know.
So bring it in.
Right.
Do they freeze it in the winter in blocks and then?
Kurganu. Ülde.
O vakit dalayım, ne yapacaktım ben de terugun yedilici varmış ya.
No, I mean teru ava dersin, yumkun yedikimin körgadı gün ben o, kadır malta teru körgadı.
Körgadı da. O teru ülde erban körçüt kutursa
ya. It's very cold in there, you don't need to freeze it, just put it in outside.
Oh, it's kept already, that's hot.
Ülde erü ülde ungu mümkün anladın, müsün bəyde de teru. Tünlü kövəğir yuvaz usat dikli. Melke zəti körə bəyde de.
We have a mountain, like a old season, have a çasın.
Müsün bəyde, çasın müsün.
İmne
kolun ental yaptın zusat verdik entalın köpümesini dura. Yani kol atılsa gördük narga dedikle haldık.
They have a river on this side, it's like a green grass and nice and warm. On the other side, it's icy cold and listen, you know, ice and the snowy mountain. You have a name. What's Tasman Ulu called?
Tasman Ulu?
You know, like you have a mountain. Moon cook is a bit in kill now. Like all season
top,
around.
Top of the mountain where there's continuously snow and ice.
No, like
a glacier.
Yeah.
I think it's not a glacier.
No, that wouldn't be a glacier.
No, it's above the snow line.
Yes.
I guess snow never melts.
So I know the word sasan.
Do you know Fuji Mountain?
Yeah.
Also, even have the way things cover is like that.
Covered like with ice. Yeah.
Right.
So permanent snow, permanent frost.
Yeah.
Frost.
That parach nemtna. Hot holanta khudug dotar takshin khudug mal takshin.
Khudug jing. Yeah. The farmer people put their things in the well. You know, they dig the well to get the water out. They put in the well. Well inside is very cold. Whenever they need it, just take it out. You know.
Spring house. Olden days, right? In the old ways, like the middle class people have to donate certain part of their whatever income to Noyin. After my grandfather's generation, he stopped it completely.
He decided to hold.
No, he said, "I don't want it anymore. We have, you know."
When was that? When
my grandfather.
About the approximately.
Is 1912.
At the time of the Chinese Revolution.
No,
He thinks people are just suffering, and knowing got plenty, you know, money, alcohol, and everything else, he said we don't need it anymore, so people will live a little better.
I've heard that many times, and Noyun's made these progressive
decisions. İki kezana ömrüm noydum saktık. Hem de tecadü vece. Bana verdiğim hem de oda çıvanı. Yüzünü
sen getirdin. Ben ne kadar çıktın? Yüzünü
sen getirdin. Kezana saktın noydut. Yuyadı vece. Melter alıp da tetkat diye noyna sanın teri cikar limon var.
Türkiye de ömrüm.
Teri. Hastalmayın cilin ömrüm ter. Ne zorluğun şu kocasına yağma.
My father's grandfather generation. Usually noyun doesn't keep anything. Whatever they need, these people give support them. And a later one, Deval and Noyin keeps things too.
The later ones, they could.
Ah, so.
About five. Taun, you can hear me, Bopa? Taun, you
can interim period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm
not sure. So, what's the reason?
Noyin, Bopa, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
180-90 years, you know, ago, they starting, you know, have known Sangin Yun. And then after my grandfather's generation, they have their Sangin Yun, they make their own trades and business, right? They don't collect things from people anymore. Demi-killer?
Yeah, so it, it went in the karma cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, the Noyans engaged in trade. Right.
Noyan
have Noyan's land, right?
They have land? Yeah.
You know, they have their own farmer, they're planting things, they sell that, you know, they're doing just like everybody else does.
Yeah.
That's why he stopped that business. We're doing pretty good, we don't need it.
Their income was enough by that time, yeah.
Тадын юм хураахэрэг ба тана амтны жинанд нөхт болтон ямар нэг кэлсо хол нөхсэнэг янз янз нэмтэндэ.
He get the people come in to work for Noyan and he paid them, you know, instead of doing for nothing. He paid them, you know, so whatever he had to work for somebody else, how much he get paid, Noyan's paying the same thing for them.
So in the period in which the Dunda class, what do you call the middle
class? Dunda class. Dunda class. Dunda Zergen.
Zergen?
Zergen.
Zergen.
Dunda Empton.
Dunda Empton.
Dunda Empton.
Buying place?
That's middle people.
Where's the fish? Which fish?
Well, before we started to talk about these changes.
Okay.
When the Dunda Zergen, Dunda Empton. When the Dunda Empton had to give some of their products to the Noyan, how much would they have to give?
They don't have any services. Whatever they can, you know, they'll do it. It's not have to, you know, whatever they want to give it to me, you know.
What did you call it? You called it Irksen Dumden?
Irksen is how much they have to give.
Right, to the giving.
Yeah.
Is it also called Alba? Alva?
Alvaramlı. Alvaramlı. Let me see. The alva gisn yuga means like a knowing kalna, right? Like a certain percentage you have to give it to me. Right?
Yes.
It's alvar amna. Like you have to.
Alvar amna.
Alvar.
Alvar.
Yeah.
Darama.
Alvar amna.
Alvar amna.
Yeah, that means knowing said, you know, 10% you have to give it to me or 20%. Like you have to, you know.
Right.
Like you're taxing 10%, 20%.
Yeah,
like
so that's a tax.
Alvar amna, right? Tax we call shri. Shri is from there, yeah? Shri is from there, yeah? Shri.
Mongolar bajir dindar.
Bajir.
Bajir.
Bajir.
Bajir.
Bajir.
Bajir amna is called.
That's tax.
Bajir.
Bajir amna, yeah? Bajir amna.
Bajir amna.
Ter bajir ushi ter sinam tiyat yok chakhi.
No, we don't use that. We don't use that. The name is Bajamna, but yeah. We never did tell the people a certain amount and you had to give it to us.
You know?
So she makes a difference between Alvaramna and Bajamna.
Bajamna is Alvaramna. Bajis is a tax, like a certain amount, you have to give it to them again.
Is Alvaramna?
Alvaramna.
Is that also work that they, that the people would have to do, as well as a payment?
Like she's saying, like people working for Noyan, Noyan pay them. Because machine, you know, maybe Noyan, they pay them.
That's the answer. Yeah. So they pay both in work, Kudumish and then Noyan. Kudumish
they get paid, right.
Oh, wait, no. I see.
When they work for Noyan, like Noyan means like 20 people watch, not like be Yumterna, yeah. So 20 people, whatever they have to get paid, Noyan will pay them.
But I was looking at it the other way. Would say that the Dunda Zergans, the Dunda Empton, would they have to do work for the Noyan as well as give the Noyan products?
Not anymore. Since about 8-9 years ago, we stopped. Like whatever they work for Noyan, they'll get paid for their work.
Before that, before it was stopped,
yeah.
Well, so maybe there were people who worked for the Noyan, who traditionally right. worked for the Noyan. Then there was the Dunda
Zergenten.
Dunda Zergenten.
Dunda Empton or Dunda Zergenten.
Zergenten. and they gave products.
Yeah.
Did they also do work or give do work for the Noyons?
You mean instead of giving the product,
yeah.
they can work for them?
Yeah.
Right? 他说那个啊，我们的有毛很难的呀，有没有个瓜瓜要吃的，就是不能呢。我的Noyon的best bad瓜瓜，蒙古的瓜瓜，他的比你的可能是更加土根的，就是不能的。
我瓜瓜的就不能吃，
这
是有特点的。
When before they have to, you know.
You want them to have to learn from the Noyon that you can't do it. You can't do it.
You know, when they give it to Noyon, they're out of their free will. It's different than the working. They don't want to give Noyon that they don't have to. Like, if they feel like it, they're like, I have extra enough things I want to, or I like my Noyon very much, I want to give something to
Noyon. Oh, I
see. Like
it's a gift.
Right.
Yeah.
Out of their free
will.
But he
doesn't tell them.
No.
No command.
No.
You now come and do work for me.
No.
This is like a Noyon in charge of Manak, right? Country, right? Like a Krishna, right? Like a, not taking care of the people. He said, we like a thanking Noyon, like usually they give Noyon.
Right, right. Nutuk is the other word is for that, for territory.
Mm-hmm.
Or country. Okay, so we,
Dundem. Now it's Yadru Empen.
The what?
Yadru. The poor people. And the Yadru Empen.
Mm.
You have Bayan Empen.
Bayan, Dunde.
Dunde.
Yadru.
Yadru.
Yadru. Yadru Empen Chajo.
Is that correct? That
yeah.
That's the way people think of those places?
Tiji Kelna, Bayan, Dunde, Yadru. Me?
Me.
There's no other division than that.
Haldan salagi bana. Tiga di
mana arkadaşlar nicht wein und wein getirne dedi. Perun bas wein to adap çıkma dedi.
They have the bain bain and the mill bain and the little bain.
Okay, so that's it.
I get dunda dunda and
dunda, dunda,
and
bain
dunda and
bain
yadru. Yadru
yadru. Right, right. So it's the six classes.
Onda yadru in
here. Yadru is Ugata.
Ugata or Yadru?
Ugata.
Ugata.
Not having nothing.
Yeah.
Ugata.
Our nothing is still have a lot. Our people. We don't have real the poor starving people. We don't have them.
Yeah. They would have to have something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least a couple hen, you know, a couple of horses or cows. No, we don't have anybody that don't have anything at all. You know. Compared to the rich one, they're poor. But they're not flat poor.
Yeah. So how many
Okay, the poor people usually the farmers. They have two, three horses, about 10-20 cows, cattle, right? Zun, Yaman. 50, 60, up to 100 goats, not the sheep, you know, the yaman.
Yeah, that's right, the poor people.
Because the poor people get yaman, they don't get sheep.
Right, sheep.
They usually get everything from the farmer, whatever the plant, you know. There are farmers,
yeah.
The poor people is the farmers.
Don't the middle people do some farming?
Some, but they have more cattle, sheep, and the horses,
uh-huh.
You know, the poor people have less of them.
Zunda terugan taradi ulde ter kuyndosh mal halan.
Zunda shatin.
Zunda. Zunda. Oden hawresla zunda. Namur kulter terugan tarad gargat janiga gargat. Ulin ta gosla. Sasnorchle od mal halat zunda.
Chunten gi shatin is eranagin ketim, right? Chunten kuna mal halat. Okay.
Tik tur ta gosla.
Okay. Spring and the summertime, they'll plant their own things, right? In the wintertime, they usually go mine somebody else's, you know, hen, you know, sheep or moon, and things like that. They usually work for somebody else if they want to.
Right.
If they don't, they still have enough to defend themselves.
Does mother know how much they might get for that work?
They work for people, usually they give them sheep or horse or cow. They don't get by money. They don't get paid by money. They usually
yeah.
give them cattle or
yeah.
things like
yeah.
that.
They get them natural in kind.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So the Russian word is. I'm so used to speaking to Russian.
I think if you ever see my father, you can get along fine. My father afterwards, they use Russian.
Yeah.
who graduate from Russian military school. Like if you live in the Russian life in Taiwan, you know, nobody understands.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. I know that experience. Of course.
He can't eat Chinese food. You know, he never did. He eat Russian style things to him.
Where was the where was the military academy?
Yamara Military Hana, the Royal Knitting Institute. The Royal Family is not the military academy. I don't know the problem.
You mean the Tsars?
It was
in Russia.
It was a military academy that was specially for the royalty designed, and only the people who attended were royal, direct descendant royalty, princes, kings.
This was done by the Russians.
Yes.
In
Hana time, right? Mm. When the king.
Where would that be?
In
Moscow or Leningrad?
I don't really know.
Leningrad.
In the east someplace.
Leningrad. Right.
Yeah.
This is way back.
Yeah.
My father passed away when 72. You know, this is. My grandfather, how do you use that word? Like I told Manchurian king, is I have the only son. I sent him to Russian military school. And from Manchur king, have a letter to Russian king. And they send a letter to my hometown they have a special general king, a general. My father was staying with this general, and he was taking care of my father and all this thing while he was attending school.
That's very nice. The Manchu emperor. Yeah.
My father doesn't like American style too much. It's too much democratic. He said, usually we know from my father left, whatever in charge is this old general. A very old general was in charge of everything that my father stayed in Russian time, you know. Like he's very strict on my father, you know. Like he was young, he went over there, it was a strange country, right? This general was taken care of.
Was a Russian general?
Russian general. It's a name from the king. King, you know, like a killer, told the general, said this morning, now son's coming over, like you're going in charge of everything. I take care of him, like a teach him whatever the Western.
He felt responsible for him because he had that.
Hamlet,
that's right. Hmm. And so we have. How much? Kindu Gazer Dundete. Dundete? Empente. Dunde Empente. Kindu.
Dundete again. I don't want to come up. Excuse me.
Sure.
Hometown. We don't have the survey, measure the land, 3 acres for you or 3 acres for him, you know. Like, you can plant as much as you want. Whatever you can do it, you can do all the things you want, you know.
So, on the average, how large would... how much could a family do?
Мутку оснаснар эзилчсэн эрвэрван гадарта дээр. Тэрвэн маланыс хэд юман тарад эрван одоо гүлтэр кедэзэн жил мэнгэн жилдан дэ халаа.
I guess it depends the family size. You have more people, whatever you can do, it's yours. And I have a generation that were doing that there. No. My hometown is a very rich place. Like a few people, like a really store. Most of Chinese or Russians, they usually come to our hometown. It's a very rich place. You know.
What is the name of your town?
Mana Hajuka Isabalt Mirim. Okay. Do you know where's Ili?
Yes.
Between Ili to Urumqi. Right in the middle, between the two big cities. It's our place.
Is what's the name of it? Near
Mana Gazi Mirimbi. Erehavrika.
Oh, that's it.
We use ours. We don't use Chinese, the city. We don't. They don't have no power over our place.
Yeah.
In our hometown, Erehavrika is my father in charge of everything. That's it.
Yeah.
We have a big Gurum Iku Sum. Gurum Big Sum.
Three Iku
Sum. Sum. Three big tribe in a total tribe in Xinjiang.
They're called what again? Harshar.
Harshar.
Harshar.
Hogsar.
Hogsar.
Hogsar.
Era Hebrega.
That's the two.
Gurgunsum.
Yeah. The biggest three.
All the
Nuyens are from the same family, the brothers, not first cousin.
But where did mother come from?
She's Era Hebrega.
But you say a town. Was this a settlement or was it spread out?
Salubana in Gadasta, yeah. Ramana looked at Nigger Baloxin, the shit, you got Taratara.
Baloxin?
No, the Baloxin's the between Ili and Urumqi, that's the city. Where in the middle, it got spread all over. They have little towns too.
Chitu Champuana.
Either Chinese or Chantu or Uyghurs, they come and all open little business. They only stayed on their street. They're not allowed to go anywhere. Like, we people are funny. We have a dislike about Chinese. I hope you would not.
No, that's all right. I was going to get to the Chinese. And I think I know why you don't like this. Okay. I think I know why. We'll
like to figure it out.
You call that Chinese section Mamaching?
Mamaching, but Mamaching. They have Uyghurs too. Uyghur, Hasak, right? And Chinese. They have a little street. You know, they do the business on the street.
What's that street called? That section called? Is it?
Kedu Timu Badrubana.
In her hometown,
it's too. It's a small town, just one street, you know, that's about all.
The term she's using is Balkhsan.
Balkhsan is a word too.
Bazar, bazar.
Bazar, a small bazar.
We have a lot of Russian words too.
Yeah.
Like we translate. Like
bazar is not a Russian word, it's a Turkish word.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Chantukin.
Oh, Chantuk. Uyghur kun ya?
Uyghur gidiga yonas turgas salsın bol.
Yes.
Uyghur gidiga turuk turgas irsin na.
Uyghur people came from Turkey. They are Turkish
yeah,
people.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
We have a lot. İkisi on Uyghur sunu ya.
Mana tend Mongol Uyghur hoyrik.
Major people is a Uyghur and Mongolians.
Approximately how many Mongol and Uyghur?
Kedici ne yaptın ben bilmedi.
O da martçıkçı bir buçukları verdim derim.
Noyen kedi de arın tümün eğer geçik oldu. Last, I heard my father talk about our people in Sinkiang, whatever left is 100,000 family.
Urku is a family.
It could be more.
Yeah, of families, of Mongol families, of Turgut families.
Totally, yeah.
And
this is about 25 years ago.
Yeah. And how many Uyghur?
It is no Uyghur then.
What a mejakshu. Батта. Кеде зун түмүн кечилди. Силер азыр өзүңүздү зун түмүнөн түмөнө кечилдиңер шүү. Баарын
чийиш.
Тийиш кеде. Хайм эсе хордама курунтама. Хайм эсе.
Хайм эсе хордама рих болгон. But twice as much as the total.
Баргин тим уддан бала мартык чечилди да.
Twice as many Uyghur as Turgut. So Turgut is a minority in their own territory. It's more Turkish. And the Chinese?
Chinese too, can
have. Mongol is killing the Turgut.
They usually use Mongol.
Daughter in Chakra Öldü.
Chakra Öldü and Turgut is a Mongol mood in Sinkiang.
Right.
And our part is Turgut mood. In Sinkiang is Mongol mood. Öldü and Chakra is too.
So approximately how many Chinese might there be?
Kid Ben Oğlu?
Kedi tim iki ko,
kedi içine ben.
Orunda kesin neyin kedi de olsa beni.
Mongolian torbudu yok, bunu hiç söylemedim.
Ha? O ter bazırtı, orunda kesin neyin kedi neyin ya, yon... Çanto Mongol hoyru hiç kimi bir şey duydu.
She don't know exactly. She's about one third of the people.
Let me talk. I'll give you my idea on the Chinese, and
okay.
I may be wrong. If I'm wrong, it's all right.
Which there hala akhir kedi?
Anne gibi kella, yungiz Mongol kedi durguan kelecek mi? Tanıdı. Yungıcı Mongol mut kitede durgan gelecek
olan
onu.
Yeah.
Alright. Do the Chinese loan money to the herdsmen?
Yeah.
And then buy their cattle, buy their herds from them?
Yeah.
Do they do that? They loan money and charge interest.
Kitede mut Mongol'da mönges elce uka tere herin adı var mı? Mongol mut kitede mönges elme. Adı var okutuyorlar.
Ne gün bana terziyeci kadar bir şey kemirgen malta olunu kiti düşün ter hüyuhu gici bana ter malta olunu taratı olunu ne için kerikti olunu o da müngöge toktuna ter Тэгээ тэр бичгэнд өртгөр тэр үг нь авдгаа.
Энэ цааш үү гэх.
Кэвргэн чим мал таволно. Тэр тараа таволла. Чамд хэрэг мөнгө хэрэг таволла би чамд өгчэн. Энэ малан одоо мал хулдах сатнаан дөгч. Би чам мөнгө төрөж юм. Энэ тараа тараа хулдах сатнаан дөгч тэр. Энэ чиний авчин зогсоола тэр үг.
They have
тэр нь анаас уу китэс би чаа угада.
They have a хуй хуй people. I think you heard about it. Хуй хуй.
Хуй хуй, yes, it's a Chinese Muslim.
They have a little organization, right? They usually lend money to Mongolians, right? They say like, I'll loan you $10. When you sell your henna or whatever, when you're trading, when you get the money, it belongs to me. Or when you sell whatever your products, you know, you get the money. And she said, my father stopped it. My father said, if you want to borrow money, come to Mongolia. Yeah. Don't go to, you know, Hui Hui.
Yeah. This organization, was it called an Ortuk?
Yamanin. Yeah, we must take me love Yamanin.
Team love pushing the team and the man at the other.
They have people, private people like that, you know. It's like a loan shark.
Yeah, exactly. That's what exactly.